If you're already a ham or have always wanted to be one, you'll find out about interesting events and issues regarding amateur radio. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW. To get in touch with Lynn, call 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. That's 1-800-293-KFNN. Ham Radio and More is brought to you by AEA Incorporated, Wallpaper World, and Ken Nichols. Now, here's the host of Ham Radio and More, Lynn Winkler.
CQ, 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 Arizona, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the only show of its kind in America. I'm your host, Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and today's show is sponsored by Wallpaper World, AEA Incorporated, Ken Nichols of Linda Brock Auto Mall, and Antennas West. Our phone number is 241-1510, 241-1510, or in DX land, where we'll be glad to pay for your call, 1-800-293-KFNN. We're going to take a little different direction today than we have in the past. I have no guests, so of course I invite your phone calls, QST announcements, and anything else that you want to discuss. I do have a lot of news to pass along, specific things, a lot of different things. We're going to be rambling along, going through some articles in 73 that were quite favorable to transmitter hunting, etc., in the Phoenix area. We're going to have some news on the upcoming WARC conference, which begins, I believe, in Spain tomorrow. So we're going to go over some information, and we're also going to do things for the new hams. We're going to talk to people who want to become hams, because I found out that more and more people listening are finding it interesting and are not ham radio operators, and they're wanting to know more information how to get involved with amateur radio. And so we're going to run down the clubs, we're going to run down some activities, we're going to run down the meetings, we're going to run down where classes are being held, and there's quite a few places throughout the city now where classes are being held, and also, of course, where you can take some tests in order to get a license. So follow me along and participate. Again, I invite your phone calls at 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. Tomorrow night, the West Valley Amateur Radio Club will begin its monthly meeting, and their monthly meeting begins at 7:15. It's at the St. Clement Social Hall at 15800 Del Webb Boulevard. And I've got so many papers here. Their meeting tomorrow is going to have two featured speakers. First, they're going to have Paul McCorkle, KA0YMK. He'll describe his recent voyage on a Soviet nuclear-powered ship across the North Pole. Paul was given permission by the ship's Russian commander to bring along his Kenwood TS-940S and a dipole, allowing him to make worldwide contacts. Their second guest speaker will be Lee Finkel, KY7M, one of the country's top CW contesters, who recently operated from the QTH of Joe Rudy, NK7U of the world champion Oakland A's, of course. He'll speak about designing and constructing an 80-meter antenna system by shunt-feeding your own tower. Using minimal, low-cost parts, Lee constructed such a system with which he has already worked over 180 DXCC countries, including some of the rarest ones on 80 meters. Since 80 meters has become one of the most productive bands, given inconsistent propagation patterns on the tri-bands, this will prove to be a timely subject. So that's tomorrow night at the West Valley Amateur Radio Club. Then we go to Wednesday night. And Wednesday night, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club will have their monthly meeting, and that's held at the Scottsdale Senior Center. It'll begin at 7:30 p.m. The center is located at 7375 East 2nd Street. Now, the program there is going to feature Al Gross. Al Gross, W8PAL. And Al, of course, does have priority of invention, was given that by the U.S. Patent Court in 1955 for the first walkie-talkie. He'll bring that along with him. So you'll be able to see that. He's also going to bring a video or two showing proximity fuses, how they were built and developed. He's also going to bring some slides, I believe, showing that are FCC related. He's going to bring other inventions like the beeper that he actually invented and other devices. And so it should be really, really interesting. He's got a very interesting story to tell, and I encourage everyone to be there. Again, that's the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club this Tuesday night at 7:30. Thursday night, the Central Arizona DX Association has its monthly meeting, and that's at the Para Club at 7 p.m. The Para Club is located at 1 Continental Drive in Tempe. The program will feature Dr. Todd Lefkowitz, N7PMP. He was a recent guest on this show a few weeks ago. Todd will discuss the nuts and bolts of weather satellites. And so everyone should try to make it to one of those three meetings this week. Then this coming Saturday evening, the next transmitter hunt takes place. Of course, that's one of my projects. I really enjoy it. It starts promptly at 7 p.m. This month, it's going to be an east side starting point. That's going to be the northeast corner of Scottsdale Road and Thomas, and Checker Auto Parts, I believe, store is located in that particular corner. Everyone's invited to attend. We had the largest turnout ever in a Phoenix Ham Fest, at least in recent memory that anyone could remember, with 11 teams participating last month. In California, they're lucky they get 4, 5, 6 teams. We had 11 here in Phoenix. That's fantastic. All you need to hunt is just a 2-meter radio vehicle, would be quite nice to have, and also and or a beam or a Doppler, some type of an antenna like that. A Doppler, of course, would be great. A specially designed sniffer would be good, but all you really need is a beam to get started. And for those of you who have never been on a transmitter hunt, what it is there's one team and they hide a transmitter, and the other teams go searching for it. And I want to read you from the February issue of 73 magazine. It's on page 80. And it's written by Joe Mell, a former guest on this show, about direction finding. And he does bring, it's all about Phoenix, Arizona. It's actually, he was here and he gave a couple of seminars at the Scottsdale Convention. And he writes, there is no better place to observe ham Dopplers in action than Phoenix, Arizona. It's the Doppler capital of tea hunting. Every tea hunter has a Doppler here, says John Moore, NJ7E, a regular at the monthly hunts with his daughter Beth, N7MAT. Just to throw in, of course, John is my tea hunting partner, and so I don't know why he was quoted in this, because came in next to last in the last month's tea hunt. John has received commendations from the Arizona FCC office for assisting in apprehension of jammers and bootleggers in the ham bands using radio direction finding. Competitive tea hunting in Phoenix has a long history. In the 70s, Dave Cunningham, W7BEP, tested out his ideas for soft switching Doppler antennas there, developing what was to become the Doppler system line of commercial RFD sets. W7BEP has not been seen on a hunt for some time, but most hunters still use Doppler technology on the monthly hunt. Boundaries for the hunt that he was on, held on the second Saturday of each month, are a 15-mile radius from the starting point. The hider declares that spot in advance, whether it's going to be on the east side, west side, wherever we're going to start, usually choosing between two large parking lots, different areas of town. Once everyone hears the fox's signal, the hunt is declared to be underway and the mad dash begins. And to win, all you have to do is be the first to identify where the transmitter is. So every second counts. You need fast drivers. I don't know any, but that's what helps. Of course, you got to be careful how you're driving there. Homebrew models predominate. But Doppler sets are really good for this type of hunt. Usually some variation of the 8 antenna design by Terrence Rogers is used. To aid in tracking weak signals, some put 5/8-inch wavelength whips in their antenna rig. And Joe used both a rotatable beam and a Doppler, as did one other team. All the others used only Dopplers for the mobile part of the hunt. Just like everywhere else, Phoenix T-Hunters are super friendly. I felt right at home riding with them. Still, even with a top-notch navigator and beam turner, WA6 OPS, I had some trepidations about participating as an out-of-towner in a timed hunt in the dark in totally unfamiliar territory. You see, these folks start their hunt at 7, Joe says, with the idea that they will all find the tea in an hour or so and head to a nearby pizza place for dinner. The last thing I wanted was to be the cause of a bunch of starving hams standing around at the end point waiting for us with growling stomachs. Fortunately, a couple of SWLs arrived at the last minute looking for a ride along. Since they knew their way around Metro Phoenix, I invited one to go with us as an additional navigator. Aha, someone else to blame. And sure enough, I'll tell you, Joe Mel needed someone else to blame, as you'll hear. Jim Huff, our ride-along and soon-to-be ham, was more help than I could have imagined in avoiding dead ends and low overhangs. However, we still finished last, but we didn't keep them waiting for too long. Be prepared for just about anything on a Phoenix hunt. Hiders love to use modified dual-band rigs as remotes to foil hunters. This time the T, listen to this, and I know John Moore was the hider, so he was devilish. This time the T was... was a dual band handheld dropped into a fake sprinkler vault with a dozen feet of leaky coax out on the ground as an antenna. What polarization is that? He asked. A while back, a friend of mine hit it in a U.S. flag, NJ7E chuckled. He stitched two flags together with an HT inside. It looked like one flag and ran it up a flagpole in front of an apartment house down in Mesa. There is more emphasis on sniffing on foot hunting for a concealed fox and on long road chases, John reports. Hiders also like to take advantage on the signal reflections you can get from terrain features. People do a lot of multipath work, but it isn't long distance. Phoenix has enough mountains that you can play a lot of multipath games. In fact, it's frustrating living in Phoenix because there's no place you can live where you don't have mountains blocking your radio signal. But anyway, it was a nice article talking about Phoenix and transmitter hunts. And in this month's, or in January 15th, news article by the club TriArc, the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, Dave puts a little article that Diane, N7UZD, and Hank, KE7PE, his wife Betty, KE7PF, Daryl, NU7I, new as yet callless David and his buddy Gabe, had a ball tracking down the hidden transmitter, which occurred, of course, January 11th, the last one. Everyone was active and found themselves running around in the dark and cold. Some of us, who remain nameless, but he does have the only ham radio talk show, but I won't mention his name, in Arizona, fell down and still suffering. But anyway, they came, the Hank and Diane and Betty and Daryl and David, they came in fifth, and that's great for the first time out. So what I'm trying to do is encourage you guys, show up at 7 o'clock this Saturday night for the transmitter hunt at Scottsdale Road and Thomas, northeast corner. And if you don't want to hunt, but you just want to go and ride with us, get there early, and there's usually some room that you can ride with somebody. So let's get that taken care of. Let's see a lot more people there. We had 11 last month. Let's strive for 15, 18 teams this month. With all that, you're listening to KFNN, Ham Radio and More, 241-1510, and I invite your phone calls. Otherwise, I'm going to be like Julius Caesar or like one of those plays. I'm going to give you an hour-long soliloquy. With all the new no-code techs getting their licenses, the need for a good 2-meter or 440 base antenna has never been greater. And it's AEA Incorporated to the rescue. With their new Isopole omnidirectional antenna, VHF and UHF, the only logical choice for a cost and space-efficient base station antenna is AEA's Isopole. It's available in 144-220 and 440 megahertz. They yield the maximum gain attainable for their respective lengths and a 0-degree angle of radiation. Exceptional decoupling results in simple tuning and a significant reduction in TVI potential, which sure helps in preventing neighbor complaints. There's less feline pickup of computer hash noise with the isopole than any of their equivalent antennas, anybody else's equivalent antennas. They are cone-shaped, which offer greater efficiency over obsolete radios, which radiate in the horizontal plane. Plus, the isopoles have a broad frequency coverage. This means no loss of power output from one end of the band to the other when used with SWR-protected solid-state transceivers. Typically, your SWR will be 1.4 to 1 or better across the entire band. So when you're thinking of base vertical antennas for 2 meters or 220 or 440, think AEA's isopole. It's available in Phoenix at Ham Radio Outlet, 17th Avenue and Camelback Road. In fact, I was just there yesterday, and I saw the isopole sitting there right near the cash register. And for a free AEA catalog, you can give a call to AEA directly, and they'll send you a free catalog. Call 1-800-432-8873. That's 1-800-432-8873. AEA, the only way to go. I'll throw out, I've got a couple of trivia questions and see if anybody's listening. You're going to win a Antennas West or an Antennas West Tiger's Tail if you can answer this question. And there's only one person who can't partake in this, and that's the one who gave me these answers. So anybody else, though, is able to answer this question. Our phone number, 241-1510, 241-1510, or 1-800-293-KFNN. Just tell me, for a tiger's tail, what the age is of the oldest fossil, really the oldest ham, in Arizona as of November 1991. As of November, the oldest ham in Arizona. I received a letter during the week from Doug Chandler in West Sedona, Arizona. He called last week. He was listening on his 200-foot long wire, and it was kind of interesting. And he asked a question, and I got a pseudo-answer. And if someone wants to call up, Nick, if you're listening and you want to put in some input in this, or someone else wants to, by all means. His question was, a ferret loop stick or an air core box loop, which do you think is better in an oversimplified general sense? What do you think is better, a ferret loop stick or an air core box loop? And the answer that I was given is really they're both magnetic antennas. They do the same thing, and they're roughly equivalent as long as they're, you know, roughly the same size, etc. So give us a call at 241-1510 if you have some more input for Doug. Otherwise, that's about the only answer I have. And also, we're still looking for the answer for the oldest ham in Arizona. Let's now move to talking about the different clubs in the Valley. Of course, I touched on the different club meetings that are taking place this coming week. But let's start out with TriArch. Now, TriArch is a club that meets. They'll be meeting this month on February 13th. They're in the Tri-City area, which means Mesa, Chandler, Tempe, and I believe, and they meet at the Tempe Police Mesa at the Tempe Police Department auditorium, east of 5th Street and Mill, about a block, and they have a talk-in frequency of 147.38. They use the ASU repeater. They're a fairly new club. However, they already have over 40 members, so they're growing rapidly. And again, I can't stress more or strong enough that if you want to get involved with amateur radio, join a club. Go to some of the meetings. You don't have to be a member or a licensee to go to a meeting. And if you just would go to one, you'd learn a whole bunch. You'd see what other hams are doing. You get involved. It's just such a great way to meet people and to really learn what's going on in this hobby. So again, that's February 13th, TRIARC. If you want to know more about TRIARC, call their president, Dave Kelly, WA7GPF, and his phone number is 963-3527. Dave Kelly, 963-3527. Give him a call. The Superstition Amateur Radio Club. Now, the Superstition Amateur Radio Club is out there in Mesa and, of course, Apache Junction. Their next meeting in February is going to be Tuesday, the 18th, at 7:30 p.m. And their president is Jim Loney, L-O-N-E-Y, W-A-8-G-B-B, and his phone number is 984-4051, 984-4051. So if you're in the East Valley and you want to join a club, join the Superstition Amateur Radio Club. They have lots of events, pretty active club. They have a good program for February 18th. It's going to feature amateur television. And again, it's held at 7:30 p.m. at the Velda Rose Methodist Church, 56th Street and Main in Mesa. Everyone is invited to attend. And again, that's the Superstition Amateur Radio Club. If you want more information, 984-4051. Call Jim on that. The next club that I'd like to run down is, not run down, talk about, is the Arizona Amateur Radio Club. Huh, my goodness. And they meet, the next time will be February the 13th at the Red Cross Building, which is 1510 East Flower. We've been getting a lot of calls, but no one has the right answer for the oldest ham. And Forrest is standing there saying, nobody guesses correctly. You know, believe me, we have an old ham living here in Arizona. I mean, it's great that he's still moving and shaking. I wonder if, I don't know his name, but this is according to the ARRL data that as of November he was X amount of years old. So give us a call, 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. We'll also take, the first one has a choice between a sun-drop t-shirt and a tiger's tail. Tell us the oldest ham and noise of November, the youngest ham in Arizona. Answer either question, the youngest ham or the oldest. We have two prizes. You can pick your choice which question you want to answer. Anyway, back to the Arizona Amateur Radio Club. They, of course, again, meet at the Red Cross Building, 16th Street in Osborne at 7:30 p.m. on February 13th. And if you want more information there, let's see, I suggest you give their past president, Oliver, a call, Oliver Grieve at W7WGW. Give him a call at 246-0200, 246-0200. That's the Arizona Amateur Radio Club. Then, of course, there's the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club. If you live East Phoenix or Scottsdale area, not a correct answer again, Forrest? No, boy, all these people are guessing, what, too high or too low? Both. Oh, okay, well, all right. The Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club, of course, meets the first Wednesday of each month, and at 7:30 p.m., 7375 East 2nd Street. And if you want information on the Scottsdale Radio Club, you can give me a call here at 241-1510. Just leave a message, and I'll be happy to get back to you. I can answer any questions you want about the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club. Then there's the Central Arizona DX Association, and anybody interested in talking all over the world, DX, the Central Arizona DX Association is for you. I know they have over 100 members now, and amazing growth, very, very active club, very interesting programs. The DX Club is really an exciting a club to go to and learn and see. They meet the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. They start earlier because they get so much to cover there. And they meet at the Pira Club, One Continental Drive in Tempe. It's two blocks south of McDowell Road, one block west of 68th Street. And there you can call Millie for more information on Central Arizona DX Club. Call Millie Thompson, the president, WY7K, and her number is 277-2275, 277-2275. And then there's one more. I got to go over the West Valley Club. I don't want to forget them. If you want more information on the West Valley Club, call Frank Smith. He's the president, AA7FM, at 876-2718, 876-2718. That's one of the larger clubs. I think they have over 200 members, if I'm not mistaken, and over 300, I'm not sure. And they're in the West Valley, of course. They meet in Sun City at the first Monday of the month, and 15800 Delweb Boulevard, the St. Clement Social Hall. And it's another active club. And let me tell you, my congratulations go out also to the Superstition Amateur Radio Club and the West Valley Club. Their newsletters are really sensational. I really have to hand it to them. There's a lot of information in it. And if nothing else, you guys and gals out there should join the clubs to get the newsletters because they're really quite informative. And then one more organization, really they don't call themselves a club, and it really isn't. It's an association, and that's the ARA. And we're going to talk about the ARA next week. That's my show where we're going to have the president and the technical committee chairman. We'll have Dick Jackson, K7VCI, and John Braden, K7LKL, on next week. And we'll talk about the ARA totally, but suffice to say now that anybody that uses two-meter repeaters probably gets involved with the ARA repeaters, and you should definitely join the ARA. The dues are the only income they have to support all the repeaters, and there is a lot of money necessary to keep those repeaters going. So join the ARA, and you can give Dick Jackson a call at 846-1615, 846-1615 if you need more information. Oh, here's another number, 631-4879. 631-4879 is the ARA information line, 631-4879. So join ARA. And we have a winner online of the youngest ham. We're still waiting for the winner of the oldest ham. I don't know why no one can get this oldest ham. Okay, Nathan, N7PSL, how you doing today?
Real good, Len. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Ham Radio and More. What is the answer to the youngest ham?
Well, the youngest is 9 years old.
That's right. And, you know, I don't know who that is. There probably are a few of them because my daughter was 9 years old in November, and she was a ham, but I thought I know a few other 9-year-olds that were hams also. In fact, I met at DeVry a boy that passed his test, and he was 9 years old.
Real good. I don't know anybody, any ham that's 9 years old personally, but
well,
I guess it's just a lucky guess.
Well, my daughter's 10 now, so she doesn't fit into that class anymore, but 9 years old is pretty good. I know that they had a 5-year-old ham in California.
Yeah, I think she was on one of those morning programs. I remember seeing that a while back.
Yes, she was. So, okay, what prize do you want, a sun drop T-shirt or a tiger's tail?
I would like the tiger's tail.
Okay, Antennas West tiger's tail, and of course, I have said it a billion times, a tiger's tail is a great added device to just fit right on your 2-meter HT, and it will improve your output and receive tremendously. So we'll get Antennas West at 1-800-926-7373 to send you one.
Sounds great. Thanks
and
a lot.
I'm going to put you back on hold because I don't think Forrest took your address and all the other pertinent information. So I'll put you back on hold, and he'll pick you up.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm,
bye-bye, Nathan. Well, Nathan, call Forrest back. the wrong button got pushed. You're listening to KFNN 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. Well, I did it again. I bought a brand new computer. Yep, I did. A new 486-33. I bought it with all the goodies. But let me tell you my story. For those of you who know me, you know I always look for a deal. I mean, a bargain. But what I want is the best. So basically, I'm looking for quality at the best price going today. So I called all the computer stores in town. Plus, I called a few so-called fringe stores. Those are the ones, you know, that have the great deals. Well, I got the rock-bottom prices at all these places. I even tried the new Giant computer store that just opened recently in Phoenix. And after all my calling or driving, I came down to a final three that were within $71 of each other. I think there's no collusion, huh? But before I bought, I called my good friend, Brian Swan, who's the owner of Computer Training Associates here in Phoenix. Brian's company does all types of computer training for business or home use. He configures systems, he gives information, he'll train you on your software. And all in all, he's a walking encyclopedia of computer knowledge, and he's a good friend of mine. Anyway, I called Brian and gave him my shopping list. Brian called me back later the same day and gave me a price for the system. It was equipped exactly the same way, except that he actually upgraded the case from what I was asking for. He got me a mid-tower that tells you that says 33 megahertz, has a little door on it. Anyway, it was truly 10% less than the best price I could get from any of the ads, any of the people that I called. It was almost 9.5% less than the best price. I was amazed. I was also pleased, and I ordered my system from Brian. That was Thursday. He delivered it and set it up for me yesterday. Fast, efficient, and all at the lowest prices, plus a one-year warranty. So if you're thinking about a computer, and I mean any computer, you need some software help, you want consulting on computers, give Brian Swan a call at Computer Training Associates, 243-9527, 243-9527. And yes, Brian knows how computers relate to TNCs. He's helped me with that too. That's 243-9527, Computer Training Associates. Okay, there's a lot of ham classes that seem to be going on also in different parts of the valley. In the central Phoenix area, a gentleman by the name of Jerry Fortier, W7JXQ, is giving classes and a live instruction, of course, and demonstrations, and he's got video and stuff. On the 8th of February, from 7 to 9 p.m., and that's at the University of Life Church at 525 East McDowell. So that's Central Phoenix. For more information, call Jerry at 258-4038, 258-4038, or 263-9067, 263-9067. Those are amateur radio classes in Central Phoenix. Now, if you want ham radio classes and you live in the East Valley, the Superstition Amateur Radio Club is having classes from February 11th through March 25th. It'll take place on Tuesday and Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. They're going to have novice, technician, and technician no-code classes. And that's going to be held at the Witch Doctor Electronics Store. The Witch Doctor Electronics Store, 3820 East Main Street, Suite 6 in Mesa, Arizona. And if you want some more information, why don't you give Jim a call, Jim Weisenberger, AA7KC, at 985-2641, 985-2641. So if you're in the Central Valley, we're taking care of you. If you're in the East Valley, we're way east, we're taking care of you. There are ongoing classes. I think there's only been one class so far, so you really wouldn't be too late. The Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club at Scottsdale Community College gives a class. And if you want more information on that, give Chris Townsend a call. Chris Townsend at 962-3388. 962-3388. So you can take a class at the Scottsdale Community College on ham radio. And let's see, who else is giving classes? The West Valley Amateur Radio Club. The classes are underway. But if you want some information, they're up to advanced. They're giving classes on novice, technician, NOCO, general, and advanced. And why don't you give George Hands a call at 974-3361, 974-3361, and he can give you information as to all the different classes and see if you can get involved with that. There's no reason that you can't become a ham if you have any desire whatsoever. There's plenty of classes. And if you're unaware of the license structure, I'm just going to go over that real quickly. I'm sorry if I'm boring the hams of 50 years or more, but and we still need the oldest ham, by the way. We're still looking for that answer at 241-1510 for a Sundrop T-shirt, 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. The oldest ham wins a... not the oldest ham calling, but if you know who the age of the oldest ham, you win your own Sundrop T-shirt. Oh, by the way, if you want information on the DDXers, that's another organization, the DDXers, that's what I call handy capable people, you can call Bill Miller at 375-9810, 375-9810. Very helpful, and if you're impaired in any way, give him a call and he'll put you in touch with the right people. Let's go next. Okay, let's talk about, again, the different groups or license classes. Simply, you have the novice, the no-co tech, the tech plus, the general, the advanced, and the extra. Again, none of those people have the right answers for us. God, they're too low. Guess higher. Higher, he's older than that. Or I don't know if it's a he or a she, but it's the person's older than your guys are guessing. 241-1510. In order to become a novice, really today it seems that a lot of people are getting to be hams based on the no-code tech license. And the no-code tech is simply 55 questions that you have to pass, multiple choice, 30 plus 25, 55 total questions. And they're very simple. Very easy to pass, rules and regulations, plus a little technical knowledge, and you can get on. And you can talk and do everything above 30 megahertz. Does not permit you on the HF bands, but it does permit you on the higher bands, the VHF and UHF bands. That's the no-code tech. If you want to get the... That seems to be the way people are going now, for some reason, into entering into... ham radio. Instead of taking the novice, which used to be the entry level, and that you needed to pass a 30-question test, plus you need 5 words of code. You need to be able to do 5 words of code per minute. And 5 words a minute is pretty easy. So, I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So that would be the novice. And, of course, a novice would give you privileges on 10-meter voice, and it gives you CW privileges on some of the HF bands that get you all over the world. And of course 10 meters get you all over the world also, and that's where you'd be able to talk do voice between 28.3 and 28.5 megahertz. Then of course if you upgrade to the Tech Plus, that just means you pass the 55 questions multiple choice, plus you passed your 5 words a minute. Then you're able to talk on 10 meters, you're also able to do, of course, everything over 30 megahertz. If you pass your general license, general takes 13 words a minute, and you have to pass another multiple choice test, which I'm not sure how many questions are in the general. If someone wants to call and tell me, I don't know if it's, I think it's 30 questions, but I'm not positive. The next step, and you have to do 13 word a minute code. The next step is another written test, and it's the hardest test, I've been told. That's 50 questions multiple choice for the advanced. And of course, as you get a higher license, you have more privileges and more bands you can talk on, more frequencies. And the extra class license requires another 40 question test plus 20 words a minute code. So those are basically the license classes, and really it's easier now than ever to become a ham radio operator. The sale continues at Wallpaper World. Levelure at 75% off the manufacturer's suggested selling prices. Wallpaper World has sold Levelure in the past at 50, 55, possibly even 65% off, but never at 75% off. Levelure has given some special incentives to Wallpaper World in order to be able to sell them at these unbelievable low prices. Levelure is the best name in aluminum mini blinds in the world. They have more than 240 colors, and they are available in half-inch, 1-inch, 1 3/8, and 2-inch size aluminum slats. And delivery is quick. They're shipped in 5 days or less. And remember, too, at Wallpaper World, if you buy 4 or more blinds, Wallpaper World will install them for you absolutely free. This sale won't last long. It ends this month, so act now. The best name in the business, Levelure, at 75% off, only at Wallpaper World. And for all your wallpaper needs, remember Wallpaper World. They'll beat any and all prices on any wallpaper book. Any wallpaper from any book sold in America, you can count on it. They have 6 great locations in the Valley to serve you, each one staffed with quality, service-oriented personnel. All you have to do is call 272-4788, 272-4788 for more information or the location nearest you. Wallpaper World, 75% off on Levelure. They make selecting custom decorating products an enjoyable experience. And now we'll go to Nick's Corner. And Nick's going to finish up his review of an HF radio and take it away, Nick W7ZMD.
Thank you, Len. This is Nick Seuss from Nick's Corner. This week bringing you a summary on the TS450 HF transceiver and discussing some of the types of signals which can be heard with this type of unit. The Kenwood TS450 was provided for evaluation by a local ham radio outlet located on the northwest corner of 17th Avenue and Camelback. Thank you again, Gary Judd. The TS450 is a lot of performance in a very compact package. The transmitter simply works properly and meets its spec very nicely. There's an additional interesting feature with regards to the antenna tuner. The antenna tuner, when it's installed, can actually be manually tuned by the operator by use of the front panel controls, and the display allows very nice control and describes and shows when the thing is properly tuned. Very interesting little feature. Okay, back to the receiver. The receiver is a very sophisticated unit for a unit of this size. The filtering options as well as the other features provide a lot of performance. The TS450 will provide a lot of satisfaction and pleasure for all but the most serious amateur radio operator. General coverage receiver of this type may cover the frequency range of a few kilohertz or from 500 kilohertz to 30 megahertz. Within this frequency range is LF, the low frequency spectrum, from 30 kilohertz to 300 kc, or from 10,000 to 1,000 meters. MF, medium frequency, 300 kilohertz to 3 megahertz, 1,000 to 100 meters. Or the very popular HF range, high frequency, 3 megahertz to 30 megahertz, which is 100 to the 10 meters. The LF spectrum contains signals from airports and some low frequency broadcast stations. European broadcast, incidentally, there's a lot of European broadcast in this range, but it's very, very unlikely you'll hear it in this country. The MF spectrum contains our familiar AM broadcast band as well as 160-meter ham band. Also, signals from some of the older portable telephones can be heard in this range. The National Bureau of Standards stations WWV and WWVH on 2.5 megahertz, where you can hear standard time signals and other information such as weather. Weather at sea, radio propagation information is available. Some ship to shore might be heard in this range, too. The HF spectrum, 3 megahertz to 30 megahertz, contains the most popular ham bands, merchant marine bands, and many military communications sections. In addition, many of the national and international news services send their information in this range. Virtually all foreign broadcast occurs in various segments of this range. Many shortwave listeners spend their time exclusively in this area. The variety of signals and the distances that can be covered reliably are virtually worldwide in scope. There are several ham bands within the spectrum. Also, you may listen to the National Bureau Standards stations, WWV or WWVH, on any or all of the following frequencies depending upon propagation conditions. 2.5, 5, 10, and 20 megahertz. Next week, some accessories for the typical amateur radio station will be discussed. Till next week, thank you. This is Nick's Product Review Corner, presented by Nick Sues, W7ZMD. Phone number 992-4133. Amateur radio equipment repair is my business, again, located near 40th Street and Bell Road. And the phone number is 992-4133. Now back to you, Len.
Thank you, Nick. The phone is ringing off the hook, but nobody has the answer to the oldest ham in Arizona. 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. Guess older. You guys are guessing too young. The ARCA Spring Ham Fest, hosted by the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club, will be held Saturday, March the 21st. This is the big event. We really have three big ham fests in Arizona. One is by the Superstition Amateur Radio Club, usually at the end of the year. Of course, for Tuthill and Flagstaff in the July vicinity. And the Spring Ham Fest, which will take place this year, March the 21st, Saturday, at the Scottsdale Community College, which is located 9000 East Chaparral, Pima Road in Chaparral. This year's HamFest will feature programs on DX, on RIDI, on Packet, AMSAT, antennas. There'll be an ARRL forum and much more. During the HamFest, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club will also be hosting a three-day no-code technician license class, which will be presented by Lorraine McCarty. For information on the classes during the HamFest, you can give Lorraine a call at 714-979-CODE. Pre-registration is required. And VE exams will be offered on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the HamFest. The talk-in frequency will be 147.18. And that's the HamFest. If you want more information, you can call Walt, N7IZM, at 947-0338, 947-0338. Mark that date down, March the 21st. A few more bits of information. There will also be ham exams. Of course, you're going to drive a little bit to get to these. But the Cochise Amateur Radio Association, in conjunction with the ARRL, will hold amateur radio license exams at 9 a.m. February the 8th. The location is Larson Hall, Green Acres, 2 miles south of State Highway 90 on Mosin Road, 5 miles east of Sierra Vista. Examinations will be for tech, no-co tech, general, advanced, and extra. Walk-ins are encouraged. The fee is $5.40. Picture identification is required, and you can call Frank Ivey, KE7U, at 378-9404, 378-9404, for more information. Guess higher, guys. You're not guessing high enough. Here's a new address for all amateur license applications and modifications. A new address for all amateur license applications and modifications for the FCC. Write them, the FCC, at 1270 Fairfield Road, 1270 Fairfield Road, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. 17325 is the zip. So that's the new number. Kind of interesting. Arlington County, Virginia has relaxed its rules regarding suspected use of police traffic control radar detectors. In Virginia, the use of radar detectors is illegal, and some law enforcement agencies there are using radar detectors to identify the use of the devices. Radar detectors operate, of course, in the X-band at 11.4 to 11.6 gigahertz. That's a billion hertz. My God. Transmit a weak signal that can be detected by the detector detectors. Those same detectors, however, also can receive transmissions in the amateur 10 to 10.5 gigahertz bands and are unable to distinguish themselves from the signals from radar detectors. Recognizing this, the Arlington County Police Department has issued the following directive to its officers. Should you initiate a traffic stop based upon the utilization of the VG2 radar detector, and the vehicle operator can identify himself or herself as an amateur radio operator, and through the demonstration of the amateur radio equipment, no citation should be issued for the utilization of a radar detector. Thanks, M3JT, for that story. That was in the ARRL letter. Very interesting. By the way, let's see. George Wilson III, W4OYI, is the new chairman, the new president of the ARRL. Now, I noticed that this time is running rapidly here. Let me get the last piece of business out of the way, and then I'll try to get to the work band, the work conference. You're listening to KFNN 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. We must have had, how many calls would you say? About 25, 30 calls, and not one correct answer. We're still looking for the oldest ham in Arizona as of November. I really like calling a company that is a one-stop shopping place, a place where I can buy any brand or model of a particular product. You know, that's what's so good, really, about Wallpaper World. I can buy any wallpaper I want there or any brand of blind and get the best prices, the lowest prices anywhere. That's also what's really good about my friend Brian Swan, Computer Training Associates, where I can get any type of computer at the best price anywhere. You know what? The same is true for Ken Nichols, the fleet manager of Linda Brock Auto Mall. All you have to do is call Ken at 228-2336, 228-2336, and you'll get Ken Nichols. Call him now. Give Ken the make of vehicle you want, any make, from a Cadillac to a Dodge to a BMW to a Jaguar to you name it, then the model you want, such as a Fleetwood, a 325i, a Voyager, an S10, whatever, and then the options you want on it. Ken will give you his price, and his price is the lowest price going today. With the tremendous buying power of Linda Brock Auto Mall behind him, Ken sells vehicles at lower prices than anybody else, and he delivers personal service too. The best part is that with Ken, there's no high pressure, there's no hassles, there's no long-term negotiating. Ken gives you the lowest price, and I mean the lowest price, and he gives it to you first thing out of the chute. So give Ken a call right now, 228-2336, 228-2336, and find out why people all over the country, even people in Germany, are buying direct from Ken Nichols. 228-2336. Ken Nichols, fleet prices direct to you. More calls and still no correct answer. Somebody called request repeat satellite information. Satellite, I'm not sure I know what you want. Satellite information. Please tell me what satellite information you want. I'll be happy to give it. I'm not sure I know what you want. So please call back. The work proposals, the work conference, of course, last time there was a work conference. I guess we got some new frequencies, which they call the work bands. This time, that's really not something that's going into proposals. I'm going to try to devote more time to this in a couple of weeks. I have the proposals are 103 pages of United States proposals for the 1992 World Administrative Radio Conference for dealing with frequency allocations in certain parts of the spectrum, dated July 1991, Washington, D.C. What's interesting is who is going there. The 1992 work home team. The ambassador, Bradley Holmes. Staff convener is William John. The FCC will have somebody there. The NTIA will be there. Office of Spectrum Management. Cynthia Rayford from NASA. There's going to be John Kelleher. Boy, there's Voice of America is going to be there. The Office of Frequency Management and the Commerce Department. The Justice Department, Mary Jo Gamble of the FBI. The Treasury Department, Darwin Koppel. The Coast Guard, Joe Hersey. The FAA, George Sekhe. The Division of Astronomical Sciences, NSF, Dr. Vernon Ratkonen. All these people are going. You know, I think the ARRL, they have one major representative there that's allowed in with a vote. And who's that going to be? That's going to be, where do I have that? It's not the president. It's the, oh, now I'm saying this and I can't find it. Well, we do have somebody from the ARRL that's going to be there. But he's going to be outmanned, outgunned. There's so many people that are on this list. This is really mind-boggling to see all these people. Let's see. Well, I'm going to... There's going to be... Federal Communications, NASA, VITA, Department of Commerce, National Science Foundation, Federal Aviation Administration, ComSat, Motorola, SFA, Vice President, Chief Operator for World Christian Broadcasting is going to be there. There are so many people that are going to this thing. They're going to be discussing the amateur bands very minutely. I'm just going to touch on one thing here in the last 2 minutes, and that is, they're talking about the 6765 to 7100 kilohertz amateur as amateur band, and the reason they're going to discuss changing this is as a consequence of expansion and realignment of the existing regional broadcast allocation at 7 megahertz to expand and realign the existing regional amateur allocation to create an exclusive worldwide allocation. Reaccommodation of existing users would have to be accomplished in accordance with resolution BBB. What it's all telling us, we have 1 minute, or... Oh, do we have a winner? No. What it's all telling us is that we better, as hams, stick together or we're going to lose more frequencies, because it seems that according to this work proposal, there's a thousand different things going to be out there to try to take away spectrum from us hams. So I thought I had an hour to cover a lot of stuff, and I only got to cover half of what I want. I didn't bring up anything about weather satellites, that caller. If you want to give me a call at 241-1510 after the show, I'll be happy to talk to you and give you as much information as I can. And I don't know if we have an answer or we don't. We do have a correct answer on line one. Okay, real fast. David, you're a winner.
Yeah.
How many times did you call, Dave?
About 12.
You called that many times?
Yeah.
And what's the answer for the oldest ham in Arizona?
100
is, as of November 1st, the oldest ham in Arizona. And stay on the line and give us your address and everything. Stay on the line and you're going to win a Sundrop T-shirt. Okay? Hold on. Next week we're going to have the ARA on. This is Len Winkler. I want to thank KFNN and thank all my sponsors. 73's Arizona.